Well, joining us now also in Karachi is a member of Ms. Bhutto's party, Captain Wasif Assad, who's the media coordinator for the PPP. Captain Assad, thanks very much for joining us. Where were you when the attack happened?
I was at a distance of about, say, 100 metres or less when the attack happened.
And what did you see? How did you experience it?
I saw flames going up, and I heard a big bang. Rather, it was kind of two big bangs. First bang was very loud, very, very loud. And after that, there was chaos and mayhem everywhere. Body parts were lying around, and so many casualties were there, and people were crying with pain and all that. And they were, at the same time, they were raising slogans, "Jai Bhutto," in defiance of what the terrorists, the people who carried out this attack, and they were angry against them as well, and they were raising slogans. And then I saw the ambulances coming out, and they started carrying the dead bodies and injured to the hospitals. And before that, Mohtarama Benazir Bhutto and all the other leaders had been taken away to safe places. Mohtarama Benazir Bhutto went to her house, Lawal House, and she is, thank God, she's completely safe and sound. And all other leaders, except one or two leaders who got minor injuries, but by and large, leaders were saved, and all the other workers and people nearby to that blast, it was a horrible sight.
Captain Assad, who do you think is behind this attack?
Benazir Bhutto is a symbol of democracy, and whoever does not want democracy in the government, whether it may be the terrorist elements in the society which have been infused in the 80s by dictator General Ziaul-Haq. So those people could be responsible as well. And people who did not want a reconciliation in this country, people who do not want peaceful transition to democracy, and people who want the power, that poverty should remain forever in the public, and public can never break the shackles of poverty and a situation of lawlessness is continued in the country. Those people are responsible for that.
Captain Assad, Ms. Bhutto's husband is blaming Pakistan's intelligence service. Do you think there is any possibility that the government could be behind this?
At the moment, I cannot say anything, but it seems that the intelligence agencies, there are elements in intelligence agencies who are still working as jihadis, like they were working as a whole institution, like jihadi institution in the 80s. So there are some people still left of Zia era, and those people have to be pushed out. And it could be those people could be, like, unless and until a full inquiry is held, and everybody. I tell you one thing, the street lights had gone before this explosions had took place. So what was the reason why the street lights of the route of Ms. Kalkaved was turned off. Why the roads were made so dark? Why? So there are such many questions. And it was the biggest event of Pakistani history that 2 to 3 million people had come out on the road to cheer their leader.
Indeed, the biggest, I think, in a decade. Captain Wasif Asad.
In Pakistani history.
In Pakistani history.
60 years long. In 60 years long history, those many people never came out on the streets to welcome any leader in Pakistan.
Captain Asad, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, you're welcome.
That's Captain Wasif Asad, who's the media coordinator for Ms. Bhutto's party, the PPP. He was joining us there in Karachi.